Welcome back, everybody, from the coffee break. And we had just finished the one from the task force on food derived from biotechnology. And we go to the next one, proposal from Codex Committee on Food Hygiene.
Tom?
Thank you very much, Chairman. The next one is the proposed guidelines for control of Clamphylobacter and Salmonella, SPP in broiler, young bird, chicken meat, submitted by 39CCFH, and the purpose is to provide comprehensive guidelines for the control of Clamphylobacter and Salmonella in broiler, young bird, chicken meat, which integrate control measures based on good hygienic practice, specific knowledge of hazard reduction, and HACCP and risk assessment. So the project document you have on page 15, project document number 10, it is also a comprehensive project document, you can see. We do have the chair of the CCFH here, so if there's additional questions, I'm sure she can answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. The floor is open, and chair of Committee on Food Hygiene, you want to come in? Or vice chair, for that matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking as chairperson of the Committee on Food Hygiene, the committee is excited to be taking up, hopefully to be taking up this new work. It is our first piece of work in our new way of working, which is to emphasize the development of true risk-based standards, to truly use risk assessment in developing standards, and to, as much as possible, develop the whole range of possible approaches to controlling hazards, including hazard-based approaches, to attend to HACCP, good agricultural manufacturing practices as well. It is also unique, a first effort for food hygiene, in that we believe that the likely outcome of this work will be to amend, the work product will become an amendment to the meat hygiene code. So that is a likely outcome, and it is logical as well, furthering, I think, ease for the consumers of Codex products. All the relevant texts will be in one place. So we think it represents a number of firsts, and are eager to begin proceeding with this work. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for that clarification. Any other observation? Member from Southwest Pacific, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Very briefly, I just want to support the comments just made by the chair of the committee, in particular the reference to the move towards risk-based standards. As we all recall, we've had significant discussions around the application of or the development of risk-based approach to food standards in previous sessions, the executive committee and the commission. And I think this represents a very significant attempt to apply that in the context of a specific and significant piece of work. Thank you.
Member South Pacific for that clarification again. And out of curiosity, why young birds?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This project concerns young birds because young meat from young birds makes up most of the chicken that most people eat. That it's the younger bird that forms the majority of the poultry meat marketplace. The older birds represent a smaller market share, if you will. Mr. Chair, as I have the floor, I wanted to make one other observation, a first that this work represents, and that is that this work will be co-chaired by two different countries, which is also a first in food hygiene, and I think maybe a first in Codex. New Zealand and Sweden are collectively leading this effort and working very well together, I might add. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Vice Chair, for that clarification. And Member Africa, please.
Mr. Chairman, in principle, we welcome this work. I think it is very important. But we want to draw the attention of the two leaders, and that is New Zealand and Sweden, when collecting data from national government to make sure that, you know, it's a wide coverage, indeed. Because we foresee that, given the level of existing data in most of the developing countries, some of them may be excluded in data collection. So we really plead that as this work is going on, it should be as complete as possible in terms of data collection. Thank you.
Africa, and we note that observation. And I had a flag from Near East, please.
Shukran, Sayyid al-Rais. لدي ملحوظتان. الأولى كلمة دجاج صغير غير محددة وخصوصا هناك مجتمعات لا تأكل إلا الدجاج الكبير. فهل خصوصية الدجاج الصغير تقصر الحماية على مجتمعات بعينها؟ ثانيا في إطار مدونة الممارسات الصحية للحوم والمبادئ والخطوط التوجيهية لإجراء تقييم المخاطر، هل هناك ما يمنع من أن لا توجد أي إشارة عن بعض الأمراض المنقولة عن طريق اللحوم وخصوصا الدواجن، و أعني إنفلونزا الطيور خصوصا ونحن نعلم أنها أخطر، قد تكون أخطر بكثير من السالمونيلا وبعض الأمراض الأخرى. هل هناك إمكانية لأن يؤخذ في الاعتبار باعتبار أن هذا خطر أيضا ينقل من خلال اللحوم خصوصا لحوم الدواجن سواء كانت صغيرة أو كبيرة؟ شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Interesting. And what other members have to say on the question of young and FAO, please.
I don't have any reference to that, Mr. Chairman. It's another point.
Okay. From the proposers of this project, would it really have harm if we remove the brackets and remove the reference to young birds? Understanding that this will cover all poultry, I mean ages of poultry of all ages. And it's true, in some parts of the world, it's not the young that is really consumed, but the old. Member South Pacific.
Thank you, Chairman. I understand the comments that have been made. It's not for me to suggest one way or the other. My clear preference would be to leave the proposal as submitted in this document, but to have this issue raised for consideration at the next meeting of CCFH, where you can have a more informed discussion around the definition and whether, in fact, it's in fact appropriate to delete the reference to young birds. That would be a suggestion I would have to consider this or take this fact forward. Thank you.
Thanks, member from Southwest Pacific. But the project, as approved, would have been for young birds, unless there would be a later opportunity for this executive committee and indeed the commission to revisit its decision on the title of the project. That's why this is being raised now. I mean, whether we agree, we approve project proposal making reference to young beds, or we approve a project proposal that makes reference to beds, and that meaning all ages. Member North America?
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. Without knowing in great detail how this project plan was put together, I would expect that there will be certain data sets that will be available, or data sets that are collected in a certain way that relate to the different bird populations. So given that this is a new approach, quite an innovative approach, it may be best to have it focus on this particular category of poultry to establish a precedent and then begin to expand it to other categories, perhaps of poultry or to other meat products as well. With regard to the comment made about other communicable diseases such as avian influenza, we certainly do agree that some of these diseases are very important. Again, a very different risk profile that would be around some of these other diseases. And I think many of us do have colleagues in town actually this week that are looking at the broader issue of avian influenza as it relates to human populations as well as to avian populations. So we certainly take great interest in some of the discussions that's happening internationally around avian influenza, but do see this as an opportunity for CODEX to concentrate in an area where it's got very specific expertise and begin to build on that, and then look at expanding that in the future to some other factors.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and with all respect to the observations of members of this executive committee, especially on the point of the age of the poultry consumed, one of the issues considered by Food Hygiene when developing this project proposal was, in fact, one of the criteria that we consider when developing new proposals, and that is the sufficiency of data to address development, to support the development of a standard. I'll also add that this proposal was developed with a very full complement of Food Hygiene members in a working group designed to look at new project proposals. And the question of what should be the subject commodity of the work was intensely debated. So I assure the executive committee that the question of what type of poultry meat would best be dealt with in this standard got a very full discussion in the working group and in the plenary immediately following it. The balanced assessment being that the best work could be done by focusing on young birds for a whole set of reasons, not the least of which is that they represent the great bulk of most of the chicken consumed, and that the best data sets are available on those birds, understanding that there is a broader concern to bring in data as much as possible from all parts of the world. And I think that message is important for the committee to hear, but I think they're all already aware of that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chairperson. And WHO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think, well, some of all the English speakers in the room should correct me, but broiler refers to a production system. So you have a production system where you produce broilers. Then you have another type of production system where you have hens that produce eggs. This is in some countries, not in all countries. So I think the point made by someone here that maybe this doesn't reflect the situation in all countries is probably right. That doesn't change anything about, you know, the facts about that there was long discussions in CCFH or that this makes sense in a number of other ways. It does not change that. But I think we have to start with looking at if these production systems, broiler production systems,
are not used in a number of countries, would it then make sense to actually have this work done so that it would cover both the broiler production and other production? Now, the experts might come back and say, no, it doesn't make sense because we don't have data at all. I don't believe that, but they could say that. Or it doesn't make sense because it's another production system, so the same management options wouldn't work in the other production system. They might be right, I don't know. But I think it's a valid point to say that Salmonella gets to people in some countries through broiler production, in other countries through eating old hens. Okay, just to make it very clear. And I think it's also clear to say that a lot of the chicken that is eaten in other settings, for instance in African countries, actually do get their salmonella from the salmonella in the big broiler producing units that also exist in these countries. We have data to show that. So it's the same salmonella that goes from one production system into other production systems. So I think from that point of view, it might make sense to actually ask again, maybe, or put down some sort of a footnote here saying, you know, that the committee could consider whether it would be possible to actually broaden that a little bit. So that's about salmonella. About avian influenza, I think that's a totally different thing. I do not think that we should mix these two things. Risk assessment is ongoing also in WHO in relation to avian influenza. The big issue with avian influenza is to prevent that it jumps to the human influenza. And there are a number of different issues there, most of them not related to food safety, but related to hygiene in the handling of chicken and all these other things. And that work is already ongoing, but that's probably outside Codex, I would think. So I don't think it would be helpful to mix these two. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO, for that, WHO, for that clarification. And FAO?
Gracias, señor presidente. Es en relación también con este punto, el secretariado de Yembra tuvo oportunidad de participar en el grupo de trabajo que discutió este asunto en junio, y uno de los puntos fundamentales fue la necesidad expresada por los miembros del grupo de trabajo que para el trabajo que se necesita realizar es necesario tener mayor información de muchos países en diferentes regiones del mundo sobre diferentes sistemas de producción. Para complementar además la información que ya se tiene en los análisis de riesgos que ha realizado Yembra, pero tendrá que ser complementado con información adicional que esperamos pueda contemplar también esta característica.
Thank you, FAO, and I think we are in a position to suggest to the Commission to approve this as a new work proposal, but I'm not very comfortable in the sense that we haven't been able to resolve the issue of whether it's young bird or... I mean, I know when I first looked at it and it's a broiler, then a broiler is a different production system. And once you say broiler production, you don't have to make reference to young birds. And then there's also chicken meat. So I see there's quite a bit of repetition in the title, broiler, young, and chicken. So what would it be if we just say chicken meat and then let the committee work on a way that they will be addressing the different age groups? And then if we say chicken meat, it would have covered the broader picture of the production systems in the different parts of the world. If I ask the rest of the other committee members other than the proposers and the chair of the committee. Member from Europe?
Oui. Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je pense que votre dernière proposition nous semble tout à fait acceptable. Il est toujours plus facile de restreindre un mandat ultérieurement que d'élargir un mandat. Et si effectivement, comme l'avait suggéré tout à l'heure le représentant de Pacifique du Sud-Ouest, si le comité apporte des bons arguments pour se limiter à une partie du mandat, je pense que votre proposition pourra donner satisfaction au comité. Merci.
Thank you. Member from Europe, member from Latin America and Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Una consulta solamente a la presidenta del Comité de Higiene en los Alimentos. En base a su experiencia y a los estudios que llevó adelante GEMRA, ¿existiría para los pollos adultos en distintos sistemas de producción información científica y evaluaciones de riesgos cuantificadas que garanticen que las medidas de gestión están basadas en un riesgo que ha sido debidamente evaluado? Gracias.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean raises a good point, and that is, notwithstanding the points made by the representative from the WHO, the risk assessments that I referred to that have been developed by the joint, by GEMRA, for Salmonella and for Campylobacter, on which this proposal depends heavily, focus primarily on broilers. So I hear the concerns of this executive committee, and my response is to share with you the thinking of the committee and in developing an important contribution that takes new approaches to developing standards newly useful to consumers and trading partners around the world that is doable and doable well. There's always the option to build upon that experience, but the approach of food hygiene was to develop a solid, sound standard using the risk assessment work done by those providers of our scientific advice, GEMRA, and to do a good job with that and move on from there. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I think we now in a position that we need to make a decision. And in this case, the decision would be, let's use the title chicken meat. And the committee, as it discusses, as it was proposed from the member from Southwest Pacific, you can narrow the scope of work, and it's easier, as it has been pointed out by the member of Europe, to narrow the scope of work that has been approved than to extend the scope of work that has been approved. So we recommend the title chicken meat. And you would have very good reasons to explain why you have narrowed the scope. Because I don't really want to anticipate to have the same questions in the Commission. And that is our position as Executive Committee, and I hope you can all agree with that. Member from Africa?
Mr. Chairman, by the time we were concluding, I had a second thought on what you were saying, and I personally believe that narrowing the scope of work from the title is better than, you know, putting it or giving the latitude to the committee to narrow it at their convenience. Because we will come back to it, to another, because we will come back to it and adopt once they have redrafted the terms of reference or the project proposal, we might come back to it to see whether they have really adhered with our proposal. So I don't know, Mr. Chairman, with due respect to what you have just proposed, it's true, we can go along with it, but I was just trying to see whether you can consider the fact that if we remove, if we just open it, it might be broadening the scope of work from the title and give the latitude to the working group to narrow it if they wish to do so. Thank you.
I'm from Africa, and I agree that that could be a position, but what we have taken now is to include the concerns of the other regions and also the consideration of the other chicken production systems. And I hope by the time they come with a narrow scope, they'll have some good reasons that will be convincing to us. But let's leave the title as chicken meat. Thank you very much. Can we go to the next one, Tom, please?
Yes, thank you very much. The next one is, comes from the Committee on Fats and Oils. It is project document number 11 on page 18. And it's an amendment to the standard for named vegetable oils, palm kernel, olein, and stearin. And the proposal is to elaborate two new vegetable oil standards, the one for palm kernel stearin and palm kernel olein, in view of their importance in international trade. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. And the floor is open. Any comments on the new work proposal? No observations? Then we recommend to the Commission to approve this new work proposal. Next one, please.
Thank you very much, Chairman. The next one comes from the Codex Committee on Contaminants in Foods from the first session. The project document number 12 proposes to create a code of practice for the prevention and reduction of aflatoxin contamination in dried figs. The code would cover cultivation practices, drying, storage, and transportation of dried figs. And it's, of course, one of the series of codes of practice for the prevention of such contamination that, that have already been done. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. The floor is open. Any observation on this? No observation, then we recommend to the Commission to adopt this as a new work proposal. Next one, please.
Thank you very much, Chairman. The next one comes from the Codex Committee on Food Additives, project document number 13, and it is the revision of the food category system, FCS, of the Codex General Standard for Food Additives, basically recognizing that the soybean-based food products could be reassigned to more appropriate food subcategories of soybean-based foods within the hierarchy of the FCS. So in a way, some housekeeping to this important basis of the general standard for food additives.
Thank you, Tom. And again, it's open to the floor. No comments, then we recommend to the Commission to adopt this new work proposal. The next one, please.
Sorry, next one. There's no project document for the next one. We have the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues, CCPR. The priority list of pesticides, new pesticides, and pesticides under periodic review procedure. and this is a proposal that usually should take 1 or 2 years to complete. Well, this is, I guess this is a regular proposal coming from this committee. So,
thank you, Tom, and I wish to invite the secretary to explain why we don't have WIC project proposal here, I mean the document. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much. In the context of the development of maximum limit residue limits for pesticides by the Committee on Pesticide Residues, putting new substances on the priority list for consideration by GMPR immediately means that those substances are enter in the standards developing process, because as soon as the GMPR provides their risk assessment results as well as the proposals or suggestions for future codex maximum residue limits, those values or numerical values will be circulated at step three of the procedure. So this is a usual way of conducting business by the Committee on Pesticide Residues. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that clarification. And then we recommend to the committee, the commission, to note this ongoing work within CSPRR. And that brings us to the end of the proposals for new work. And Tom, before we go to the next one, you want to come back to, I think, document 5 for some clarification?
Thank you very much, Chairman. It was just some clarification given by the Secretariat of the CCPFV that we had the project document 5, which concerns the sampling plan, including meteorological provisions for controlling minimum drained weight of canned fruit and vegetables. It is suggested that we propose to amend the title to include in packing media, as there are other canned fruits and vegetables that do not require provisions for minimum drained weight. So while this is an important item to prevent fraud, for some items, it's not for all canned fruit and vegetables. Only those which are actually in packing media, not those which are just like applesauce, for instance. Thank you very much.
I think this is an important clarification. Are we all able to follow? We went back to project document number 5. And the clarification is on the title, so that it just refers to products in a packing media. Otherwise, if it's a product which has had nothing added, then we don't need to have the drained weight determined, because there will be no fraud. Thank you. And executive committee note that clarification. Can we then quickly go to the proposals for the discontinuation of work? Tom, are you continuing with us?
Oh.
Yeah, you know. Okay, secretary, please.
Thank you very much. The items proposed for discontinuation are included in the same working document, which is actually working document for the Commission. However, our Codex procedure do not include the discontinuation of work in the critical review in its proper sense. Therefore, this committee is not under the obligations to analyze or consider these issues, but because these matters are part of the same document, if there are any observation comments to be made by the delegation or members, then we can note those comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that clarification. It's indeed not the explicit requirement under the critical review by the Executive Committee to consider a proposal for discontinuation of new work. And we are being alerted that we are going past the time. So, really, this is not an issue for the Executive Committee. And in the interest of time, I would propose that we skip that and come back to it in the Commission. And if we could go to Coordinator for Latin American Caribbean.
Gracias, señor presidente. Una sola aclaración respecto del proyecto 5 de nuevo trabajo. La ampliación del ámbito de ese trabajo, ¿lo mantendría dentro del comité que lo solicitó o excedería el mandato del comité de frutas y hortalizas en conserva?
Thank you very much. If I understood correctly, it was just a correction to the title. It was a correction to the title of the project document to make it clear to which kinds of product it would actually apply. Thank you very much.
Before we leave this agenda item, can I invite the Secretary for general comments, please? Secretary?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to draw the attention of the committee members to one issue. We have compiled the project documents coming from various committees and task force and created this working document. And in this exercise, we have realized that some members, Codex members, or some committees have slightly different interpretations about how to construct a project document. And I am sure that those members who have read carefully these some 13 project documents, some project documents do not provide as much information on certain criteria as the others. The most contrasting observation could be drawn from how project documents addressed section number 4, an assessment against the criteria for the establishment of work priorities. Some project documents content themselves by simply enumerating the title of the criteria without elaborating how much trade volume exists or how diversified national legislations are, simply listing the titles, while other documents go into the details and do attempt to provide some useful information that has assisted members of this committee to carefully consider the need and relevance of each of the proposals. There are even project documents that followed the format of the old criteria for setting priorities, because the latter has been amended recently. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, if the committee so agrees, I think the timing is opportune to draw the attention of all subsidiary bodies to this matter and request that all relevant information following the current format of the project documents be provided through product documents in the future so that the executive committee can fully exercise its critical review function. So this is first proposal from the secretariat. The second proposal is that under item 2A and to certain extent 2B, certain members alerted the chairperson of the reservations that could be raised next week. However, noting the nature of the exercise, critical review exercise, and noting that we are not taking any decisions, therefore no room for any reservations. So if the committee so agrees, we will wait for next week to record on any reservations, but not to include any reservation statements in the report of this committee. So these are two proposals from the secretariat. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And are there any objections on the two proposals from the secretariat, from the committee? Seeing none, then the proposals are taken and the committee will note them accordingly in our reports. That brings us to the end of agenda item 2B. And I wish to mention to the committee that our provisional timetable and the day we were going to manage the agenda items, we are supposed to have gone through down agenda item 5 today, and we are still on agenda item 2, and I would really request your support that we manage the rest of the agenda items in a manner that we shall be able to go through the agenda items of this executive committee session. Having said that, can we... I wish to invite the committee now to look at agenda item 2C, and I wish to invite Salma to introduce the agenda item. Salma, please.
Mr. Chairman, as you reminded us, it's we have taken a lot of time for the previous items, so perhaps in that case, as regards at least presentation, this is not something for the Commission. These are all these items are all in other steps of the procedure. And that's monitoring progress of standard development, so we'll not go one by one in that case. There was perhaps some highlight what is more important, and we have identified when there are specific problems or the reasons for delay. In several cases, reasons for delay are due to the agenda of the committee or lack of time, not any very substantial issue. In some cases, in some areas, there are no specific issues. It's just ongoing work without any problems, so we will not mention it at this stage. We just wanted to highlight and the areas where there is a reference to scientific advice, for example, in the case of the Committee on Contaminants for Aquatoxin. And for total aflatoxins, as you can see, these standards have been these levels have been held at step 7, pending re-evaluation by JACFA in one case, and the evaluation of the impact of exposure of maximum levels. So this is now being considered by JACFA, and that will be considered by the next session of the committee. The other work in that committee have no specific issues. Similarly, in the Committee on Fats and Oils, there is the issue of scientific advice, which was needed on the issue of the previous acceptable cargo. So there is the technical meeting, the FAO-WHO technical meeting on the cargoes, held in November 2006, and that was very useful because the advice from this technical meeting was used by the committee, and now work has started again because the, as you can see, it's been on hold for some time, and that was due to the lack of scientific advice, and now the work has initiated again. So that's other issues are in normal state of development. Regarding Committee on Food Hygiene, similarly, there are the revision of the Code of Practice for Foods for Infants and Children. There were the FAOWHO meetings on various pathogens, and also in that area we have the written comments of the Chair of Committee on Food Hygiene. And also we have various comments from NCRD1. Again, would like to draw your attention to the comments from the chairs of several committees. Similarly, for inspection and certifications, there is more comments from the chair of the committee. For fresh fruit and vegetables, there are no. It's in relation to what was discussed earlier, but there is no specific issue. On page 6, we'd like to highlight the issue of the Code of Ethics and the Committee on General Principles, because that's one of the issues which is very controversial and where the lack of progress was really due to lack of consensus, not to the other type of issues. And now you can see the status, and also there are comments from the host country, from the chair of the committee. On the Committee on Method of Analysis and Sampling, there are some delays due to the complexity of the issues, which are especially in relation to measurement uncertainty. You also have comments from the chair of the committee. Related to the Committee on Nutrition, on the two issues, dietary nutrition claims, which was held for quite a long time, that was due to the question of fiber, the definition, and methodology issues. It's under discussion, and then there is a new element, which is the FAOWHO scientific update on carbohydrates, which was presented to the committee at the last session, and that will be that will also be taken into account in the discussion. Regarding gluten-free food, it is the same problem. As you can see, it has been discussed for quite a long time, but now following various discussion, this issue, first of all, the issue of methodology has been addressed, which was one of the problems. Now on the actual level, this standard, which had been held for some time at step 7, is now been sent again for comments, and we hope to make some progress. In the Committee on Processed Fruit and Vegetables, also we have comments from the chair and host country of the committee, which are in the CRD. On the other issues on CC Asia, these standards have been initiated quite recently, so there is no specific problem. It's still under discussion. Similarly, in the case of Near East, on the Committee on Food Labelling, most of the issues are subject to normal type of discussion and technical discussion in the case of organically produced foods. But there is a very controversial issue, which is the labelling of foods obtained through techniques of genetic modification. So as you can see from the date, this has been discussed for more than 10 years, and it's one of the issues where it is really blocked by lack of consensus in the committee. As regards the Committee on Pesticide Residues, as you know, on MRLs it is ongoing. On the revision of the classification, now the committee is embarking in a much more comprehensive work than initially started. It's a comprehensive revision, and the committee realized that it will not probably be finished before 2012, but it's due to the complexity of the subject. And on the other committees, it's more It's the number of standards are in step 2-3 on the committee on milk and milk products. But there are some issues, but it's more technical discussions. There are no big controversial issues. And similarly, on the task force on quick processed food, the work has been initiated. And we also have comments from Thailand as host country, of course, because the committee has not yet met, and explaining how it's proceeding. And similarly, on the task force on foods derived from biotechnology, we have the comments from the chair of the committee on how it is proceeding, and as you know, it's in the early steps. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Salma, for that comprehensive introduction on the agenda item, and I'm going to propose that we look at the work from the respective committees, committee-wise, and see if there are any observations from the floor. And can I start on page 2, Codex Committee on Food Additives? There are 3 draft standards, and I open the floor for any comments. If not, then we note the progress made by this committee on this text. And then the next one is Codex Committee on Contaminants in Foods. And we have 7 ongoing projects. Can I invite for some comments from the floor? No comments, then we note progress of these projects at this committee. Can we go to Codex Committee on Fats and Oils? And we have 6 ongoing projects. The floor is open for comments. No comments, then we note the progress. Codex Committee on Fish and Fishery Products. We have 5 ongoing projects. Any comments from the floor? No, then we note the progress. Codex Committee on Food Hygiene. We also have 5 projects. Any comments from the floor? No, then we note the progress. Codex Committee on Food Import and Export Inspection and Certification Systems. We have 1 project. Any comment from the floor? No, then we note the progress. Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables, and we have 3 projects. Any comments from the floor? No? Then we note the progress. Codex Committee on General Principles, and we have 1 project. Member from Europe, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. En ce qui concerne la dernière colonne,
avec les explications de la situation, nous pensons qu'elle ne reflète pas tout à fait la dernière réunion du CCGP, puisque il a été décidé au dernier CCGP de renvoyer un nouveau projet de texte pour commentaire à l'étape 3. Je pense que ça aurait très utilement pu être mis dans la dernière colonne des explications. Vous vous rappellerez qu'il y a eu un groupe de travail qui s'est réuni à ce sujet, qui a rédigé un nouveau document et que le comité a décidé de diffuser ce document aux fins d'observation à l'étape 3. Donc nous pensons qu'il serait utile d'ajouter ce commentaire dans la dernière colonne. Je vous remercie.
Member for Europe and member for Africa.
Yes, following what the member for Europe just said, and I know that the status of the document is already indicated. We have the status, we are step three, and that was a decision of the last CCGP. But what I would like to bring up here is the fact that we do not deny the controversy around that topic. And I don't know what message as executive committee we might bring up to the commission to clearly outline the difficulties in bringing member states together or members together on the importance of this draft code of ethics for international trade in food. I think the importance is still, and Africa consider it as a very, very important instrument. But we note that there is still controversy over the type, what kind of test we need, and if we should not go into repeating what is being done in other forums. But we would like here to mention that there's a need for the Commission to send a clear message to all of us that we need to advance this draft code of ethics. We need to advance it. The argument for that, Mr. Chairman, I have no any at hand except what CCGP discussed. But I think that the discussion in CCGP was not very open, and then you know, people keep to their positions, and that may not help in the advancement of this work. But we consider that it has long been stagnant since 1999, and it's about time that we start thinking of advancing it. Probably we may suggest some language here to the Commission to consider whether the proposal of circulating a new draft test, if the Commission cannot totally endorse that, and that all the members are committed to make comment on that new draft test and to report back to CCGP. Else we might not advance, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Member for Africa. And Secretary, you have looked at the report of CCGP. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Secretariat is also hoping to see quick progress made on this famous code. And the ongoing work is so famous that it might not have been necessary to elaborate too much in the notes column. Probably a simpler statement could have sufficed. I would like to draw the attention of the committee to the fact that the note might not have been given the whole picture, and French government kindly sent host government's comment in CRD to elaborate more in depth what is happening. So if it is read in conjunction with CRD, I hope there will be no risk for misinterpretation or undermining of the important task being taken board by CCGP. Of course, we have to strike a balance between the degree of explanation, which again may result in longer document and late translation. So we would like to assure the committee that the Secretariat will attempt to provide as short a summary notes as possible while not giving any wrong impression to the organ work and its status in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that clarification. And I think as an executive committee, we need to guide the Commission. And I'm sure members of the executive committee will realize the dilemma we are in as executive committee. One of our major tasks is to guide the Commission on work ongoing in committees, and we are not seeing green light at the end of the tunnel. And I know in the committee they are trying the last chance, and what we would recommend therefore is to note the ongoing work in the committee and encourage members, Codex members, to participate in this work and to comment accordingly with a view of ensuring that this work is finalized. Maybe that can be our summary, although it's not giving a real green light. If I repeat, we note the work which is ongoing in the committee. That is, the work is already at step three, and as it has been explained, a new document is being circulated, and we encourage the members to not only participate, but to try to ensure that this work is finalized. I guess that will be a very general guidance to the Commission, and hopefully something will be finalized. I hope as a Commission we can support that. Coordinator from Latin American Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Nosotros, en realidad, lo que tenemos es un problema respecto de lo que dice sobre este punto el acta del Comité América Latina y el Caribe. Y nuestra obligación como coordinadores de ese comité es plantear lo que el comité señala en su documento. Los párrafos 112 y 113 de la LINORM 07-30-36, al referirse a la posición del Comité Regional sobre este punto, los miembros señalaron que no acordaron que no se necesitaban más trabajos sobre el Código de Ética e impulsaron a que se priorizara la creación de capacidad para el establecimiento o la aplicación de sistemas de control sobre las exportaciones e importaciones. Y esto estaba relacionado con las recomendaciones que había hecho el CCFIX, con lo cual la duda que tengo es respecto del tercer ítem que usted está planteando, que es que los miembros se comprometan a terminar los trabajos sobre la revisión, porque eso nos obligaría a asumir un compromiso que no sabemos si los miembros de CICILAC estarían dispuestos a asumir, puesto que terminar el trabajo significaría que como coordinadores estemos contradiciendo la posición del comité, que era que no se necesita revisar el código. ¿Habría posibilidad de que podamos cambiar ese tercer ítem, suavizarlo? Gracias.
Thank you, Cornetta, from Latin America and the Caribbean. And I was looking at the comments from the host country, and in particular paragraph 2, where it says, at its 27th session, the Codex Committee on General Principles was informed of the reply of the 15th session of CCFIX to its question put forward in April 2005 at its 22nd session regarding the import of food consignments which are harmful to health towards countries which have no legislation of whose food safety control services are insufficient efficient. It considered the recommendation of CISFIX were very interesting and wished to bring them to the attention of the Codex Alimentarius Commission at its next session. So the recommendation from the Coordinating Committee for Latin America and Caribbean, basing on what the General Principles Host Country comment, it merits some discussion in the Commission. But as an executive committee, we have to give guidance, as I said, and maybe the last statement that ensure finalization, it sounds as if we have to make sure the document is revised, but we could find a language of saying either the commission has to take a decision. The members have to participate and ensure a decision is taken at the commission level as to one way or the other. Coordinator for Europe?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, we'd like to express the full support of the Coordinating Committee for Europe for the progress and the advancement of this work on the draft revised Code of Ethics. And secondly, Mr. Chair, looking at the conclusions in paragraph 106 of the report of the last session of the Codex Committee on General Principles, we realise that indeed the issue of technical assistance. Paragraph 106 and 107, we realized that the issue of technical assistance was strongly highlighted, and the recommendations call upon, for example, in letter B, the FAO and WHO and other international organizations to give priority to providing technical assistance to member countries with insufficient capacity, and so on, Mr. Chair. I'm not going to read out everything, but I think it would be worth giving due consideration to the recommendations as they figure in these two paragraphs of the report of the last session of the CCGP. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Coordinator for Europe. Those we can repeat as they are in the report, and of course the Commission will have access to the report. But my dilemma is still, what guidance are we going to give to the Commission as Executive Committee on this? Work within the general principles. Wim. Vice Chair Wim.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess that I could very much concur with your previous conclusion or recommendation that indeed this is a very controversial issue. We have discussed it many, many times in all directions. And my understanding is that these three recommendations coming from the CCFIX will be discussed next week in more separate sense, and to encourage the members of the Commission to take this into account. And but separately, indeed, is the proposal we have elaborated in Paris this year, which can be seen as a final attempt to finalize it. And we are aware that there are different views around the world on the subject, as such, as also mentioned by our colleague from Argentina. So in that regard, Mr. Chairman, I guess we should separate the two issues. That's the finalization of the revision of the draft Code of Ethics. And elsewhere in the agenda, the Commission will touched upon these three recommendations from the CCFIX. And as regards to the finalization of the revision of the Code of Ethics, I very much concur with what you said, that it should be seen as a final attempt, and so encourage the membership at next sessions of the CCGP to try to agree upon a text. And otherwise, as an executive committee in the foreseeable future, we have to take action. But this is, I guess, a little bit too early given the discussions we had in the general principles. So in that regard, yes, on one hand, we will look into the recommendations coming forward from the CCFIX. And on the other hand, we should really encourage the membership to, in a final attempt to finalize it. And otherwise, in the foreseeable future, as an executive committee, we have to take action. But in that regard, I guess your previous recommendation, conclusion, summary was quite appropriate. Thank you.
Vice Chair Wim and Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, this is the first item in the list of the current agenda item where some comments and observations are made. I would like to recall the committee that this the same committee agreed upon three criteria for conducting critical review on the progress of standards development. And these three criteria decided by this committee and endorsed by the commissions are set out in paragraph 47 of this committee's report of 58th session, which you can find in the report. And the Secretariat will make sure that when this committee meets for the next time, we will reproduce these three bullet points in a separate document so that you have a ease of reference. And the second and third bullet points refer to what advice this committee may make when there is a standard that has been in consideration for more than 5 years, and when there is any item that has been considered for several sessions without any progress, and there is no prospect for reaching consensus. So the first point would be whether this committee wish to apply one of these criteria on this particular item and make any specific recommendation. This is the first point you may wish to take into account. And the second point is that as you see in the reply from the host government, which is included in CRD 1, the CCGP has undertaken to finalize this work by 2009. So they have given a total of 10-year framework and requesting that they are given 2 more years before the conclusion of the matter. So the second point would be whether this committee decides to take their point and give them a chance, a 2-year time window to further work on this issue. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, for that clarification. And indeed, what I was going to finally conclude is that once we don't really see progress in the Codex Committee on General Principles, then we are going to invoke or use the criteria that we had agreed. And can I again summarize by saying that we give the opportunity to the General Principles Committee to carry on the work as they have requested. And if it's not finalized by the time frame they have defined, then the Executive Committee will be required to use the criteria we have agreed and give a clear recommendation to the Commission. From Africa?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. And I think what you've said is certainly a very good summary of what we intend to do. When I was taking the floor for the first time, I was referring exactly to those criteria, that it's about time for us to give guidance to the Executive Committee. And we should not forget that the next session of CCGP is in 2009. So we have only one session ahead of us for the CCGP. So to arrive at a sort of final proposal. Now, when we look at the conclusion arrived at the last CCGP, my own assessment of it is that it was a very balanced one because it took into consideration most of the proposal from various regions. And indeed, it is very, very balanced. It has 2 issues. The first one is the draft, code of ethics, and then they ask that they are circulating a new draft code. And all of us, we are free to comment on that. And the other issue is that they take into consideration the rest that is amend what CCFIX did, the proposal of CCFIX on their comment, and including the many considerations from various regions. So we should take that into consideration and leave ourselves open because this is a matter of, now it's a matter of negotiation. And it's true, there is a lot of political implications and so on, but it's a matter of negotiation. And when you come to a negotiation, unless you want it to come to a deadlock, which I don't think each and every one of us here want to reach, we don't want to reach the deadlock, but it's about time for us to give guidance and clear guidance. And I would suggest that, Mr. Chairman, the only thing we can say is that probably the Commission can encourage member states to give or to reply to the or to give their position on the new proposal of the Code of Ethics, and ensure that anything which is contained in paragraph 107 of the report of CCGP should be taken into consideration. So these are, and I agree totally with what you did, what you summarized earlier, Mr. Chairman, and I think we can go along with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Member from Africa. I think we have spent enough time, and we need to conclude. Coordinator for Latin American Caribbean, you'll be the last speaker, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Estamos de acuerdo con lo que han planteado como la última oportunidad, en otras palabras, para que el Comité de Principios Generales defina qué hacer con este tema, más que con este texto. Ahora, en lo particular, creo que uno de los problemas que ha tenido este documento es que ha procurado parafrasear numerosos textos del Códex y numerosos principios del acuerdo sanitario y del acuerdo de obstáculos técnicos de la OMC. Creo que en función del propósito que se pretende, un solo párrafo hubiera sido suficiente para que tratáramos de resolver la cuestión de los países que tienen escaso o nulo sistema de control o código alimentario, que era que las exportaciones que se hagan a países con escaso o nulo sistema de control deberían cumplir con las normas de producción y consumo del país de origen. Con eso creo que prácticamente se hubiera podido solucionar toda esta cuestión. El peligro con estos documentos que pretenden compendiar toda una serie de cuestiones es que no se puede abarcar todo, con lo cual siempre algo queda incompleto o se adopta de una manera que no es la correcta o que puede ser contraria a lo que ya está escrito en otro lugar. Gracias.
Thank you, coordinator from Latin American Caribbean, and I think your ideas will be very useful at the committee level, and as we have agreed, let's give a last chance. But before we completely finalize, I have the flag of WHO.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It was just to reiterate some of the comments of actually the representative of FAO in the general principles about this issue, where he clearly said that there was a need for a code of ethics and also efforts in capacity building. And he indicated that while we've been doing a lot of capacity building, there's a huge task ahead, and it would significantly help the organizations and the countries to actually have a code of ethics in relation to that. It was also emphasized by a representative from WHO that in relation to the new international health regulations and to the Infosan network in relation to emergencies, problems coming from emergencies, it would also be very helpful to have a code of ethics. I think it's important for codex to be seen to help countries that have poor systems in place and not only discuss issues in countries where you have good systems in place. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO, and that emphasizes our recommendation that we encourage the Codex Committee on General Principles to continue working on its new proposed text and also encourage member states to participate in the development of this text and also take note of the time frame the committee has set to itself, that they expect to finalize the work by 2009. And if by 2009 there is no progress, then the executive committee will have the opportunity to evoke the criteria that we have set aside for our assessment. And I think as a committee, that would be our summary. Thank you very much. Can we then... go to the next document, project proposal, please. So, the other projects are from the Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling, and we have three ongoing projects, and can I invite for any comments from the floor regarding this work? Well, I'm sorry, and we have this observation from the interpreters, and I think if it's an agreement, then we have to live with that agreement. And can I ask for 2 minutes from the interpreters so that we finalize the work? Thank you very much. Then can I ask the floor if there are any comments on the project proposals from the Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling? Seeing none, then I think we note the progress, and I wish to thank the interpreters for their understanding. I wish to thank everybody for the active participation, and I wish to adjourn this session meeting until tomorrow, starting at 9. And as the secretary explained, we are all cordially invited for a cocktail this evening. Thank you very much.